We are talking all things Curtin Bachelor of Fine Arts grad show. So every year the graduates of the Bachelor of Fine Arts get together and hold an exhibition, show the world what they've been up to for the past 3 or 4 years, and you know, show off a little bit. They do need some money to be able to do this, so they've got a couple of fundraisers coming up to raise the cashola to be able to put on this exhibition. 150 is a one night only exhibition at Rook Ari in Carlisle. 150 is because all the artwork is for sale at $150 each. You can come in, have a look, buy the work, take it off the wall, chuck it in your car, put it under your arm, get on the bus, take it home with you. We have Lily Callahan, who is very nearly finished, and she will be part of that cohort. Lily, welcome.
Hi, how's it going?
So well. So nice to have you here. This is, like, I get to talk to people on the Fine Art Grad Show Committee every year.
Yeah.
And it's always so uplifting. Like, aww, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, yes, we're doing this cool stuff. This particular exhibition at Rook Ari has been happening for maybe a couple of years now, right? This idea of like $150 bucks. How do you decide what works are worth $150, or how do you decide what works you're willing to part with?
Oh gosh, well, I can't tell you how everybody decides, but I think personally, I decided the works that I had last year that I made were okay, but you know, not so good, so I'm gonna sell them for $150. No, they're good, you should buy them.
So they're kind of previous works of yours, or maybe stuff that you don't need for your portfolio.
No, don't need them for my portfolio, but they're cool. Yeah. And I like them, and they're smaller, so they're worth $150.
Yeah,
I'd say
definitely. And I mean, if you need some art for the wall, like, that's a good price.
Exactly.
If from you like original orange, artists.
Buy my work.
If you like orange. I actually do very much like orange, so.
Hell yeah.
Lily Callahan original may be coming my way. This is happening at Rook Ari, which is the artist-run initiative in Carlisle, in Vic Park.
Yeah.
Rook Ari has really expanded over the last 12 months. Like,
yeah,
this is not just one little workshop anymore. This is like three workshops next to each other.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Are you taking over all of them or just one?
I think it's just one from memory.
Mm-hmm.
So I think just one room. You go in, you listen to some music, get some drinks, have a nibble and buy some art.
So is there an entry or is it just like the money raised is directly from the art being sold?
Yes, money raised directly from the art being sold. We provide drinks and everything, so we've fundraised a bit just to do that already. And, yeah, the art goes directly to the artist, so that is amazing. They can use that for oil paints or for materials or for funding their spot in the yearbook, you know.
And so what's happening, because you're also having a fundraiser at the Bird. Tell me about that one.
Oh, my gosh, so cool. It is called Hummingbird. I know, so creative. We have Small Fish Happenings and...
Claudie Joy and the Joy Boys.
Yep, Claudie Joy and the Joy Boys playing, which has the lovely Isaac on the drums, who is also doing the degree show this year. His work is very cool. So, yeah, we're having a really cool gig and we're selling some merch at the Bird on the 27th of September.
So the 150 show is on the 15th of September from,
yes,
6 to 9, and the Bird, the Hummingbird at the Bird, is happening on the 27th. So both happening in the next couple of weeks,
yeah,
to support the Curtin Bachelor of Fine Arts graduates.
Yes.
We are speaking to Lily Callahan, who is a prospective, will be graduating Bachelor of Fine Arts committee member. we spoke a bit about this idea of these being fundraisers for the exhibition, but this is really an important part of being an artist, is figuring out how to get the money to do your work, right?
Yep.
What have you personally learned from this process of, like, of, you know, hitting people up for money to do what you love?
Oh, it's amazing how much support we've gotten, to be honest. Like, I didn't actually think it was possible that this many people wanted to buy art. Like, I know that's bad. I'm doing a fine art degree. But it's
I
just,
mean, I think
yeah.
that's part of I think that's part of that is that kind of, like, self-deprecation, like, oh, no one's gonna want to do this. But fundraising makes you step out from that and go, actually, you should give me money.
Yeah, it makes you really lose that imposter syndrome and realise that you can do it. And it's so nice when people are supportive of you and your practice. And people are just so surprised constantly when people buy their work. And it's such a lovely little thing.
I mean, we take it for granted a little bit when people kind of walk in and and take something off the wall. But there's a real kind of, like, it's not just the money, it's that emotional, like, oh, someone's seen me and they like me.
Yeah, it's super, super nice. Yeah.
What is your particular art practice? Where do you kind of explore the world through your art?
Well, I am still figuring that out, obviously. I'm an emerging artist. But at the moment, I am sort of inserting narrative into images through colour. I do these really big, large-scale oil paintings that are a little bit crazy. and they are images from digital mapping platforms like Google Earth, Google Maps. So I'm sort of stealing imagery and figures from those platforms to paint, basically, and connect with people from around the world.
They are very bright.
Yes.
Right. Which, if you've seen the original in Google Maps or whatever, the bright is not the word that comes to mind.
No.
And they've kind of got that expressionist, like, vibe of colours coming through, having meaning. Do you think about the meanings of the colours, or is it just like...
Look, I do, but not as much as I should be. I think about the meanings of the colours in terms of how they feel for a particular person. I also use Photoshop to enhance the colours of those images to help me a little bit and to sort of bring those paintings to the larger scale with a bit of an ease with the short amount of time that I have. but, yeah, those colours are all thought out and I'm not going to go through that now.
you're like, one day I will have the luxury of time.
Of actually thinking.
And I really love this idea of, like, connecting with people across the world through these images as well.
Yeah.
Looking forward to seeing some of that work at the grad exhibition itself. Lily, thank you so much for coming and having a chat and talking to us about your work.
Thank you for having me.
You can check out Lily's work on the 15th of September at 150 at Rook Ari in Carlisle Vic Park. You can head down and grab a free drink and listen to some music and look at the work. And you can also head down to the fundraiser at the Bird. Hummingbird is happening on September the 27th, and it includes Small Fish, Happenings, and Claudie Joy and the Joy Boys.